One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, everybody. Lee here. Right, what you're about to hear is one of the episodes of Poppycock that we recorded last year or the year before. And we put out on the Poppycock channel. But now, obviously, we're moving all this content into one place, which is here. So this is a previous episode that we're playing for you guys. Some of you may have heard it. Most of you won't have. So hopefully it's an age too badly. We're going to drop some of these in between the new shows that we're going to do. So, you know, I won't have to tell you this all again, so you'll get it. But, yeah, so those who don't know, this is the show that we did about a couple of, I mean, it must be 2 years ago now, 18 months, something like that. Anyway, you wear this and then we'll do a new one. And then we'll drop an old one and that's how we're going to work it till we get through these. I think there's only about 8 shows. So, as ever, hope you enjoy. Again, it's only for people with a sense of humour, obviously. And the new ones that we're going to do, we are going to include some weird stories as well. So you know. So yeah, take a listen. If you enjoy it, please let us know any way you can. The Absolute Poppycock Facebook group, you know, the email supernaturalpod@gmail.com, or you know, any of those methods. You know, review, obviously. But if you like it, please let us know. We're doing it for you guys, so thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you on the other side.
This content is recorded for an adult audience and may cause some listeners distress, especially if they haven't got a sense of humour, or they're one of those blue-haired liberal locals that runs around screaming at everybody. The sort of dipshit that drives around on their own in a mask. So, if you're one of them, best not listen, eh? Everybody else, buckle up and prepare for some interesting, absolute poppycock stories. You've been warned.
Welcome back. Thank you to all 60 of you for coming back to listen to episode 3. We didn't think we'd make it this far. It's been absolutely hard work to record. Work at the minute is absolutely Well, it's off the charts, isn't it?
It's fucking mental.
I mean, what time is it now? It's 3 minutes past 10. That's 3 minutes past 10. That's 10
at night, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are recording. So
I've been off work for a week. So I sort of thought in my infinite wisdom that week off work, I can use that. I can focus, get some stuff done. And the wife decided to destroy the ligament in my knee. So I spent Wednesday in hospital last week with a torn ligament on the outside of my knee. So that's been really fun.
I'll do it.
Yeah. It was only a joke. You know, like a little sort of like shoulder barge jokey sort of thing. And yeah, she did that, twisted the knee round. I heard it, that horrible, like that crack noise. And my knee was at like a 45 degree angle, like fully bent. And I started screaming and she was like, "Are you joking? Are you joking?" "Well, I'm not fucking joking. You broke my fucking knee is what you've done." She's like, no, you must be joking. Because I always take the piss and things like that. She's like, "No, you must be joking. I'm not fucking joking. You broke my knee, you fucking bitch." It was a complete accident, but fucking hell, honestly, the pain of that. And then you got into hospital and the nurse, she's feeling around the knee and she's like, "Oh, you've not broken it." I'm like, right, okay. She went, "Oh, I can feel something." And you know that, take a deep breath is what she said. And you go, "This is going to fucking hurt."
That's before.
Like, I swear to God, they must have heard me the other side of the hospital. She literally dug her just to the left-hand side of my right kneecap. She sort of, there's a little lump at the top. So what she's done is she's pushed it down and into my kneecap. So what I'd done is the ligament had sort of come down and out of the joint. So she had to push that ligament back in and then back into the kneecap. Oh, honestly, yeah, I know. Fucking honestly,
sound,
mate.
It doesn't sound great, I must admit.
I was screaming. I felt like a right little girl.
I've had to put a finger in back in before.
I've done that. I've done that a few times.
So, well, I've had a few fingers in.
But, hey.
But no, I've had to... Oh, fuck. I don't know why I did that. I just pulled my finger. But yeah, no, I've had to put that back in before. I mean, nose a couple of times.
I see. I've never done my nose. I had my shoulder done playing American football. And I got onto the sideline and the coach was like, "No, you need to go to hospital." And I went, "Oh, am I fuck going to hospital?" I went, "Punch it." And I literally got on both my knees, put both my hands on my chest, and my coach got both his fists and just slammed it down on the top of my shoulder pads and just popped my shoulder back in. Yeah. Had about 5 minutes off the pitch and went back on.
What was that? There was that rugby player, wasn't there? His stomach popped out and they popped it back in, but they trapped his bollocks in it. Must have been his hip. How did you trap your fucking hip?
Oh.
That could be at the low end, couldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, popped it back in for him and trapped his bollocks in the fucking...
Oh, God, fucking hell. And any bloke that's listening to this has just done exactly what we did as well.
Yeah, I think he carried on playing rugby.
Oh, they're fucking hard bastards, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was going to say something and you put me off with Fred. Like normal.
Sorry.
I mentioned this since we mentioned it. But yeah, the first time or second time or third time, one of the early times when I brought my nose anyway, they... We was out hedgehog hunting as, like, I don't know, young teenagers probably. And we was with this bird and that. And I said to, she had the torch. So I said to her, "Oh, chuck us the torch. This is night time. We're out looking for hedgehogs." I presume everybody's got an hedgehog, haven't they? Not as a pet. I mean, in general, most countries.
Yeah, I think people, I can't imagine any country don't know what a hedgehog is.
If you don't know what a hedgehog is.
It's a spiky mouse.
Basically, yeah. It's a cross between a porcupine and a football. Anyway, so I says to her, "Throw us that torch. I want to check over this, this bush over here." And she turned the torch off.
Brilliant. And
threw it at me.
Nah, straight away. Why'd you turn the torch off in the dark?
Outside, in the pitch black. So, of course, it just smashed me straight in the face. And I had to, obviously it was that way. So I went like that and it clicked back in and then the blood pissed out and all the rest of it. But I tell you something, obviously we spoke about it, and I've been trying to get into. I watched Game of Thrones, and I enjoyed that, and I've been trying to get into to the Viking series for. But yeah, so Vikings has been out for, I don't know, however many years. I've been trying to get into it. So the missus says, oh, you know, we'll watch that Vikings. So we sit down to watch it. And maybe the first episode, second episode, whatever it was. And I don't know if your missus is like this. I don't know if there's probably other people that are listening to this now going to say, yep. But it's every 3 minutes, 4 minutes goes by and she's saying, who's that? Who's that? What they're doing? What? You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're watching the same thing I'm watching, aren't you? It's like, yeah. There's this bit where we got to the first Jarl's house, and they're there, they're doing some sort of justice thing. And she's like, what's she doing there? And I'm like, well, that's his wife. And she's like, what's she doing there? She was just, I said, no, that's someone else.
Oh, mum is, you see, I watched Vikings the whole way through, and then told my missus about it, and she was like, nah, shit, I don't want to watch it. So I was like, all right, fine. So I carried on watching it, and then after I'd watched all the episodes, she then decided that she wanted to watch it. So when she was asking me questions about it, there was like a legitimate reason behind it. But yeah, she does that all the time. We watched fucking hell, what's the one about the women in the prison, the lezzers? Orange is the New Black, that one.
Yeah.
I tell you what, fucking brilliant program. But we watched that together from the start, and she's like exactly the same. Well, oh, who's she? Oh, what's she done? And I'm like, we're watching it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally the same time. Like, I know I've got as much information as you have. How?
I wonder if
how can you not see that?
I wonder if that's just a woman thing.
I don't know.
You know, because I mean, the worst one she ever did, I'm bad with certain things, so I'll come on to that in a minute, but the worst one she did, we went to the cinema to watch, or the picture house, we used to call it in them days, to watch Evil Dead. And it was remake of it. They tried to make it sort of like a proper horror movie rather than like a comic, like, you know, because the original is like a... It's a horror, but it's more of like it's got a bit of comedy to it, hasn't it? Like dark humor.
I've never seen either of them.
You've never seen Evil Dead? Fantastic. Yeah. The first one's fucking, honestly, make you piss yourself laughing. But they did a remake, and it was like more in the horror, you know, proper horror. So we went to watch it. So we're sitting there in the cinema, the lights go down, and you're sitting there with your popcorn and all that shit, what you spent about 30 quid on. And then,
fucking right.
Yeah. Anyway, we sat there and this advert came. You know, like they play like three or four adverts at the beginning.
Mm.
And anyway, this advert come on and then that went off. And then there was an advert for a car. And then this next advert came on and it was, you know, some voiceover thing going, back in 1876. And then there was a guy and he's striking an anvil in the background. So this is the adverts, right? Back in 1876. And as he's hit the anvil, boom! Like she's gone in the fucking. This is the advert, right? Popcorn's gone everywhere, right? Everybody's like looking at us, thinking, "Fucking hell, you know what I mean? We've got a full hour and a half movie to come here, and she's screaming the adverts." What the fuck? I wanted to go.
Okay, no.
Like, I'm out. I'm going. You know what I mean? I'm off to the bar, but she's like, "No, no, you gotta stay here. Don't move. Don't draw attention to us." I said, "Well, it's a bit fucking late now, isn't it?"
Fucking hell.
But yeah, screaming at the fucking adverts. But
God, I love that.
No spoilers. I won't spoil it if anyone hasn't watched it. But I watched the Army of the Dead that got released onto Netflix. I presume all over the world, so everyone's had a chance to watch it now. But it's another one of these... What?
Not seen that.
Army of the Dead. It's another zombie movie. You know, it's about a heist. Essentially, like... Las Vegas has been taken over by zombies, so they've got to go in there, get the money out before the nuke it.
Mm.
So it's like a last, you know what I mean, last hurrah for Batista's in it. He's like the lead in it, you know, the wrestler. But Apparently, he said something the other day about he's on about not doing any more shirtless scenes or something. Because he's like 50-odd or something. But
yeah, fair anyway, enough.
Yeah. But
he was an awesome wrestler as well.
Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of injuries, though, didn't he? But anyway, the point is, zombie films, right? I know I said to her, I've just been saying that she fucking just whittles all the way through these fucking things. You're like, trying to watch it, and she's going, and I'm going, oh, do you reckon, oh, that means so-and-so will, oh, he's going to kill him. And she's going, ooh, what? I'm going, well, it's obviously, that's what it's going to lead to. And anyway, so she's whittling through these fucking things. And I'm terrible when I watch zombie things because she watched The Walking Dead all the way through, right? She's watched them all. I haven't watched an episode of it. I've probably watched two episodes of it at the beginning. And I tried. Zombies.
No, I tried so hard with The Walking Dead. I watched the first episode, I think, and I was just like, the CGI on this is bollocks. Like,
it ends up being people versus people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fucking shit. I was like, nah, I'm not getting
it. I don't get zombies, how they can be so, like, decomposing, yet they stay together, and then, you know, all that shit. Just don't make any... Zombies just...
They're not real, Lee.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? They couldn't be real because it wouldn't work, you know?
No.
In much the same ways, viruses don't work. But
that's another story. We'll leave that one.
Well, that is another story, but it isn't another story because, you know, coronavirus is... What does your gut say? Because obviously there's a lot... Because, you know, people that mention on Facebook and that will have seen what I've put on there, but...
Yeah,
but my gut says that this was, and I know there's different theories, but my gut is saying, like, from the beginning, like, this is back in probably December of, like, 2019. I was saying that this has been leaked from the Wuhan lab, but it was obvious to me that that's what had happened. Yeah. And I think pretty much we've established that now. And of course, this gain of function stuff coming out, you know, it just makes sense. The pangolin thing never really worked for me. And obviously the WHO's now basically said that they found people who were contaminated with the disease that never went to the wet market or anywhere near the wet market. So the wet market thing's basically off the table at this point. They won't investigate the lab link, which is suspicious in my opinion. But let me give you some details because this is what I think. This is where people get it wrong for me, right? And obviously a lot of people, and there's people commenting on my thing, and I put a post up, and then like a couple of people said, I got the vaccine, no, I don't have to wear a mask. Well, I ain't got the vaccine, I don't have to wear a fucking mask. I never have. What are you on about? But it's this sort of pandemonium, this sort of compliance thing I just don't get for a disease that's not killing anybody. It's like, now... when I started off, I thought...
It is killing people, but it's that... Like, the thing that I've always wanted to know, and they will never, ever release it, they will never do it, I want to know the figures of the amount of people who have died of COVID. Mm. Not with COVID.
Yeah, not with COVID. Well, that's what I say. I mean...
Every cunt in the world... You know, there was a case in this country of a young lass, about 25 years old, fell off her horse... Got back up, got booted in the head by the horse and died. Died of COVID. No, she fucking...
It was that guy who fell off the ladder. He died of COVID.
Yeah. But, and it's like, that's the sort of shit that... The thing is with that,
though, it's like, you can test positive for 28 days before COVID, before you die, sorry, and that still counts as COVID. But if you die 28 minutes after having the vaccine, that's not the vaccine. I just don't get this, you know what I mean? But coming back to it, when it's all started and that, and obviously... What I mean by is it's not killing anybody. It's like at the beginning, I thought it was killing people with comorbidities, people that were over. I know the average age in the UK I'm talking about now, the average age of COVID deaths was 82.2, right? From the beginning, that's pretty much where it stayed. I think it's actually gone up recently to 84. But you say it's around the 82 mark, 83 year old. That's who it was killing. Now, I thought at the beginning that if you had a comorbidity or you were... 80 plus, if you caught it, you was dead, right?
Yeah.
And that was my train of thought for a long time, and I thought there's a lot of people dying who were over 80, obviously to get the average up. But then somebody mentioned something on TV. It was on, like, because President, you know, the Prime Minister does a little talk every now and again, where he talks bollocks, and he says loads of things that he then immediately goes out the room and does the opposite to, like, the passports, like the certain dates, all this shit. Anyway, but he mentioned on there that, or somebody asked him a question, and she was from a care home, and she basically said, you know, people in care homes aren't dying. And I thought, well, that's not true, because everyone who's over 80 is dying. I did some research into it, and she's fucking right. You're still, even if you're 80-year-old in this country, you get COVID, you're still 99% chance you're not going to die from it, even if you're 80. Now, I broke these figures down, and it's quite simple. People still don't get this, but this is as simple as it is, right? In the UK, there are over 70s in the UK, there's 8.7 million, right?
Yeah.
8.7 million. Now, if you take what they tell you, people have died with COVID, is 127,000 people, yeah?
Yep.
Well, if you do that from just the over 70s, so I'm even letting them in, you know, up to 70s now, not just over 80s. This is 70s as well. Even if you include the 70s and over that have died, it's 1.4% of the over 70s in this country that have died of COVID. That's it, right?
Yeah, but that's not showing who's caught it. So, like, that could mean you'd have caught that.
Yeah, well, anyone can catch anything, but these are the people that have died with it.
Yeah. Right?
Even if you said what percent, because we were told old people are dying, they're the most vulnerable, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And scientists were saying there's a fivefold difference between young people dying and old people dying. That's not normal. That is not normal in a disease. We should have known this right back at the beginning. There's something not right about this. But anyway. But yeah, when it comes to that, it is 1.4% of all the over 70s, 70 and over, 1.4%, that's all that's died in the UK. Now, 1.4% and you've closed the country down. There's something else going on here, right? And then you see all this, like, facial recognition stuff coming in, these green cards, health passports, whatever you want to call them. It doesn't make sense, especially when, like, we spoke before about this, but
yeah,
when you take into the fact that we don't know who's had the tetanus jab, yeah? We don't know who's had the polio jab. We don't know who's had the tuberculosis. We don't know meningitis. Meningitis would, tuberculosis would kill more people than this, because it would kill, you know, it could kill everybody. Whereas this is only targeting people that are basically got a defective immune system. Yeah. Tuberculosis will kill anybody. Could, you know, potentially kill anybody. So that's more lethal than COVID. Yet we don't have little passports to say that we've had the TB jab. I don't get it.
No, I don't get it. And what I really don't get is that China have stepped in and said they'll help run the system.
Well, they've already got it nailed down, aren't they? The social credit score system. So they've said to the WHO, when you get these health passports up and running, obviously, we've got the infrastructure for it. We can just drop everybody on there. And they've actually changed their social credit system now to, they call it citizens system or citizens, something or other. But basically, that incorporates the health side of it and the social side of it now, social credit score. But you're literally getting penalized in their system for eating junk food, drinking beer, whatever, all these different things, smoking, all these things. It's your fridge is telling them you haven't got any vegetables in the fridge. Oh, fucking social credit score goes down. You go to get a ticket for the train, you can't get a ticket for the train. I mean, this is where we're heading. It sounds crazy.
Mental, doesn't it?
It does, but this is actually happening in the world as we speak right now. And I know there's countries in the world that think that their leaders came from a dragon egg and all that fucking shit and invented the microwave and all that. But this is actually happening right now, and it could happen here. People that said, and people like, you want to fought for the day, right? Hitler was elected. Yeah, these things do happen. They do happen. Anyway, that's coronavirus. Somebody asked me about it. I've gave you my opinion on it. I think it's bollocks. I'm not saying that it's not done exist, because I do think it's possible that it leaked from a lab, and then obviously, but that means if it leaked from a lab, it was a vaccine. So it's a vaccine that's going around killing everybody, and we're going to cure the vaccine deaths with a vaccine, but vaccines are safe. Hello? Yeah. Are we following this fucking
logic? They hadn't perfected the vaccine. See, my opinion is not as extreme as yours, but I'm on a similar side. You know, I definitely think it was leaked. I definitely think that
not on purpose, though. I'm not saying it's
leaked. No, I don't think it was a malicious thing.
Somebody just had a bit on them, came out for a sandwich or sushi or whatever they have, pangolin, and
dog, cat,
yeah, and carried it to wherever. You know, went home, met some people, wherever it was, and went to Mackey's, and that it just that got out. But it was,
I agree with that. I agree with the fact that, you know, especially in this country, the figures, even the government themselves came out and said there's about a 75% curve on what they've put. So basically the figures are about 75% accurate, not 100% accurate.
Well,
so,
yeah,
you know,
well, that's the same with the people who died with COVID. It's like 127,000, whatever it was when I did the stats. But they was even saying you could take probably 20% of that off because the tests are fucking wrong, which we know from the beginning. Kerry Mullins, the guy who invented the PCR test, told you, it even says that in the leaflet that comes with that test, if you do this at more than 17 amplifications, you get basically a false negative, a false positive most of the time. Now, we was running it at 40 cycles. Now, why would you do that? Why would you have a test that it says in it, and the guy who invented it tells you, don't run it over 17, and yet you run it at 40.
I think it's because they had nothing else.
Yeah, and, so it was basically getting a test to test for something that it was always going to find.
Yeah.
Just to explain that, right, these cycles, these amplifications, is basically like, if you're looking for a big, long, in this case, it'd be like, you know, section of DNA or whatever it is, or some, you know, to that virus. Now, if you amplify it, what you do, you shorten the sequence. Now, when you get to like 40 cycles, what you're essentially doing at that point is saying to someone wearing a baseball cap, yeah, and saying, do you recognize me? And they're saying, well, yeah. Then you turn the baseball cap round and say, do you recognize me now? And of course, it's going to say, yeah. You've reduced it that much that you're basically it's not doing anything. But anyway,
yes, it's a hard one to explain that, but yeah, I get the point. I mean, my biggest query with it is I'm 30 years old. I ain't getting the vaccine. It's that simple. I don't know enough about the vaccine for me to start putting stuff in my body. The fact that they're trying to push the vaccine in this country specifically on children, from the ages 12 and up, I don't agree with that at all.
Got permission from the EU the other day to vaccinate under 12.
Under 12. See, yeah, there you go. I don't even know what it's like in America, but to me, everybody I've spoken to who is pro-vaccine, who is, we want the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. I've said to them, would you vaccinate your kids? Would you vaccinate your six-year-old? Would you vaccinate your five-year-old? No, I wouldn't vaccinate my kids. Well, if you won't vaccinate your kids, you shouldn't be vaccinating yourself. Because there's a reason you won't vaccinate the kids. And the reason they always come out with, it's to do with the pregnancy, the fertility rate on it. You know, there's a link between the fertility and that. But I mean, to be honest, there's a link between paracetamol and fertility. But yet we still take paracetamol. So, but the point is that there is a reason that people are turning around and going, you're not touching my kids with that. And if your initial reaction is, I would not vaccinate a five-year-old against COVID, then why are you vaccinating anybody under the age of 70? Mm. When we've pretty much proven that the people who stand the most amount of chance of dying from it are over 70, they are the ones that need the vaccine. You know, the pros outweigh the cons.
But I've always said, what age is it when we start giving the flu jab out here? Is it 65?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I've always said from the beginning, it's like 2 years ago now, when I was saying that if you normally take the flu jab, get the COVID jab. If you don't normally take the flu jab, you don't need the COVID jab, as far as I can tell. Well, from all the science.
I had a flu last year.
What, a flu jab?
No, the flu in the UK, zero deaths. Normally, it's around 75,000, 60,000 to 70,000.
50,000, whatever it is, on any given year.
But no one died of flu last year. But yet, our COVID level, you know what I mean? Can you?
Well, that's what I mean. So if you normally get the flu jab, then I would say, obviously, there's a reason why you get the flu jab. That means you've got a compromised immune system, or you're elderly, which is the same thing. So, yeah, go get it. You've got no reason not to get it. But if you're a healthy 20-year-old, this is what I'm seeing now. You know, all these 20-year-olds lining up to get it. And the trial runs till 2023. The trial.
Well, AstraZeneca does, yeah.
All of them. And not only that, but you've got some document came out today where the UK is committed to spending £320 million on propaganda, COVID, whatever they call it, pro-COVID propaganda. You know, all this signage and stuff that they've put up to scare people. It could be you. Pretend you've got it and all this stuff. Pretend you've got it, yeah.
Act like you've got COVID, yeah.
But all that propaganda shit that they've scared people with, now they're saying, oh, we can't get people to come out of their houses. Why do you fucking think that is? You know what I mean? But anyway, they've committed to spending that £320 million up to 2023. So our government is going to spend this money on propaganda up to 2023. Now, why have they committed to do that, right? When, as far as I can see, it looks like COVID's gone, yeah, in this country, more or less.
Well, yeah, the papers were saying this morning, zero deaths.
Well, there you go. So
the first time in 2 year or year and a half, we've had zero deaths in England.
And that's before you get onto the Bill Gates side of fucking things. And
we could spend hours just talking about that cunt.
We had a story.
We'll leave COVID for now.
Yeah, well, like I say, people can obviously share their views and points of view and all that. I'm interested to what people think, but from my perspective, reading all the documents I've read, and this is the other thing where people say, on Facebook, some twats, you know, say like, oh, where's your source? Where's your this? Where's your that? Do you want me to do everything for you? You know what I mean? Go and read yourselves. You know what I mean? If you think you fucking want it, right? You think it's, you know, going to be brilliant and that it's going to give you, I don't know, some fucking superpowers, go and have the cunt, right? But don't come to me, right, asking me for sources and stuff, even though I do send them. But that's not the point. It's like, do your own research, yeah? Don't tell me, you know, I'm making this up, making that up. When I'm quoting you, I even read or put three passages up from AstraZeneca's own website, bang, 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 that basically said it's dangerous, basically, bang, bang, bang. And yet people still saying, oh, no, that's just the media making shit. That's just Europe making shit up. No, it ain't. That's off AstraZeneca's website.
Yeah.
You think the fucking Germans run AstraZeneca's website now? Don't think so. Anyway, COVID, that's what I think. I think it's a load of old crap.
Thanks.
I think there's something coming down the line.
And if you're still with us, if you've not gone, fucking David Icke on the show.
Yeah. I think there's something coming down the line, but this isn't it.
Hey, we'll see.
But yeah, anyway. We had a story shared to the group that you was going to cover, which I didn't read because I didn't want to. Well, I mean, I read it briefly. But...
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. So it was. It's in the UK. It's an English newspaper called The Daily Star. All right. Now, The Daily Star, fucking hell. We covered a bit on the tabloids last week, didn't we? So Daily Star's a pretty shit newspaper. And it's called The Bizarre Case of Engineer Mr. Hands Who Died After Having Sex with a Stallion Horse.
Nice.
So straight away, I was pissing myself laughing, right?
You think that was on his bucket list, or do you think this just...
Well, you'll see, right?
Yeah, go on. I don't want to spoil it. I didn't want to read it because I didn't want to spoil it.
No. It's aircraft engineer Kenneth Pinion, 45, was filmed. So this is on film, having the sick tryst with a stallion in 2005, which fatally damaged part of his large intestines and led to acute peritonitis. I think that's how you pronounce it. James Michael Tate took the disturbing footage of his pal, who went by Mr. Hands, as part of a twisted group of zoophiles in Enumclaw in Washington, America.
Right.
Right.
Is that Hands, do you think, as in how you measure a horse?
It might be. That makes sense. That
was his thing was horses, yeah?
I don't know if it's horses or just animals in general. With pinion
zoophiles.
Dead. Yeah, zoophiles. I'm assuming it's like a paedophile, but for animals.
It's not a paedophile.
No, but it's the only thing I could think of as file on the end of it. I couldn't think of anything that has file on the end, and I thought, well, it's to do with sex, so zoophile. Yeah, I'm assuming it's just sex with animals.
Not puppies.
No, not puppies. Fuck off. I know what I meant. Leave me alone. Right, so it says, with Pinion dead and Tate only charged with trespassing, the state swiftly outlawed sex with animals. Now, what I find funny about that is that
someone
means
had to die before they outlawed it.
Yeah, but that means up till 2005, it was all right in Washington to go and have sex with an animal.
I'm sure many did.
I really am too.
Is that your own animal or someone else's?
I don't know. So yeah, here we go. This is what I was fucking rolling up listening to this. It says, in 2015, Mr. Mooded? Charles Mooded. Anyway.
Charles.
He did a documentary called Zoo, based on men's bizarre tumbles with farm animals. Right? This is he did a program on it. And it says,
why did it give him the? Sorry, I don't want to keep interrupting here, but why did it give him these? We're looking into men's tumbles with animals. It's not tumbles, is it? It's raping an animal.
Yeah.
Why do we use these words? Tumbles, frolicking around with a chicken. No, he wasn't frolicking around with a chicken. He was fucking the chicken.
He was fucking it. Yeah.
Finger licking chicken.
Anyway, yeah, fucking no, don't be nicking fucking people's lines.
Raping puppies. You're sued
for that.
It's all halal shit anyway.
Oh, I'm not rowing down that river. Right.
Especially not so here.
He said in 2015, this is 8 years after his documentary, everyone in Enumclaw is very close to horses. It's a quiet rural suburb with a view of mountains, right?
With nothing to do.
This is where it gets good. Everyone is a horse person. And as you know, the town included all types of horse worship. It was a place where you could fuck horses and no one could tell. The line was difficult to differentiate between the passion and zoophilia, unless you were caught. If Pinion didn't die, those guys he hung out with would still be fucking horses today, and no one would have suspected anything. It was a paradise for a horse fucker, and I'm sure they were so angry because they must have thought we had it so good. I was fucking creasing up, honestly.
Why did we have to die? Room half fun with horses.
Basically, that's what it says. Yeah. You know, now
you would have got away with it too if it weren't for that pesky kid.
That pesky horse penis.
How'd they actually die?
And basically, it fucked up his insides.
What did he? Is this the guy that was? I know this, but there was a guy that was shagging a horse on a crate, and the horse stepped forward. The crate obviously tilted forward. He fell off the horse, and his cock was still in the horse, and it ripped.
No. This guy wasn't fucking the horse. The horse was fucking him.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, well then.
Right, yeah. Yeah. You understand how he's...
I mean, that's not...
No, that's not normal.
No, well, none of it's fucking normal, is it?
No, but it gets worse when you say that. Right, it says here, Washington State passed...
Have you seen the size of a horse dick?
Yes. My brother-in-law owns a farm. Yeah.
Are these guys that just couldn't be gay?
I don't know. I really don't. Like, it's not something I ever understand. Just wait. It will end up.
Yeah.
It says Washington State passed its first bestiality bill in 2006 prohibiting sexual conduct with an animal that had previously allowed the likes of Pinion and Tate to have their way with horses. It says the violation was a Class C felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and $10,000 fine. Mr. Han's death sent shockwaves across the so-called zoophilia community, where people share a bestiality fetish.
Fucking what? Surely, like, those sorts of communities should be shut down.
No shit.
But then you have this argument, don't you? Like, if you shut those communities down, then that they're not getting the fix from watching other people do it or whatever. So then they go out and do it themselves.
I just don't see it.
Well, when we was at college, one of my mates at college was, well, I don't know how he came across this website, but he came across a website where people, it must have been one of these zoophile fucking things, where people were talking about what they've been doing to animals and that. And there was this one woman there, and she was saying, I can't remember what kind of dog it was, but she said, I've got this dog and I really want, you know, I love this dog, you know, I want to marry it and all this. And we want to have sex, but the problem is the dog can't keep an ard on for very long. Right?
What the fuck, what? Yeah, go on.
Probably because he was shagging some fat old woman, you know what I mean? I don't know. But she said, well, this, you know, dog won't keep an ard on for very long. She said, can anybody help me? And there's like a chat thing there, you know, right? Can anybody help me? And we was there, we was in the library at fucking college and he was looking at this and he went, yeah, yeah. He said, I can help you. And she's like, how can I keep the dog's, you know, pecker up, like? And I think he told her to give it so many sugar, like spoonfuls of sugar or something. I don't know what it was. And he said, oh, come back tomorrow and let me know if that's worked. She went, yeah, I will do. Yeah, I'm going to do it now, like, you know. Anyway, she come back the next day, and then she said that like, the fucking dog had had an heart attack and all this fucking shit because she'd been feeding it sugar all fucking night, you know what I mean? But and then he just fucking said, well, you know, you fucking shouldn't be fucking it, you dirty bastard, whatever. But yeah, there was an actual website on there with people chatting and that about what they've fucking done. I mean, I know the internet should be free and all that, but there should be ways of, I don't know, there should be a ways to stop people going on. Well,
that's what the police are supposed to do. They have special units for weirdos like that, don't they?
Yeah, but then Facebook want to encrypt everything to make it difficult to catch pedos, don't they?
Yes.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it's just fucking weird, isn't it?
It is weird. Especially when our police force is saying, well, we catch most of the people, like, I don't know how many, it's like millions of images of that sort of thing goes basically sent through Messenger every day. So our police force basically just had a task force looking at suspicious things on there and catching these people before they do, you know, serious damage to someone. And yet Facebook wants to stop that from happening. I don't know. Doesn't sit right with me, that.
Well, nothing Facebook does sits right with me, to be honest.
No, the best thing to come out of Facebook for a long while was that video with that employee dropped of Zuckerberg saying in that meeting where he was basically saying, look, we don't know what's going to happen when we inject people with this gene altering therapy. And yet at the same time, he was concerned about what might happen to people with this new vaccine that's not been tested. He was banning people from sharing things like that on Facebook and calling them conspiracy theorists and all this fucking shit. Again, it's double standards that don't make sense. But what was the other story?
The other story?
I think there was another story on there as well.
Oh, now you're asking.
Bloody but again, if people want to share, if you've had something happen in your life that was funny, moderately funny, and you want to come on the show and share it, or you want to, I mean, you can record it yourself and send it to us. You can come on, you know, and we can record it, or you can just send it by text and we'll read
it. Yeah, sure. Be pretty good. We're quite happy to have anyone come on the show and join us, isn't it?
Yeah. People will have had funny stories happen to them, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And I haven't actually read it. I'm just reading it now, and it just says police quitting the force as they didn't know they had to work weekends.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah. But a quick update from last week. You lost 8-4. So not either I doubled your votes with my albums compared to yours. Just thought I'd let you know that one. And Les Stroud and Bear Grylls both got 4 votes each. So that was a draw.
Which I don't get.
I think, if I'm honest with you, I'd never even heard of Les Stroud until you mentioned him. And I think that's why a lot of people would have voted Bear Grylls. Because Bear Grylls is pretty famous.
Yeah, well, yeah, but again, it don't make him better. Just because he's...
No, it doesn't make him better, but it does make him more recognisable. So...
But, yeah, well, that being said, like I say, if you've got a short story you want to share with us, then get in touch. Obviously, this is a bit of a shorter show than normal, because like I say, it's, what is it now, coming up to 11 o'clock at night, so...
Yeah, it's 10:45, fucking hell.
Yeah, so if you can...
I've got work in the morning.
Yep, another day, and it's boiling now. Actually, yeah. You know, we've got our week of summer in the UK.
Yeah, we're catfishing the world this week, aren't we? Look at how beautiful England's weather is this week only.
Week.
Although, to be fair, I got fucking rain today. It was raining, the south coast, raining all day. Fucking bullshit. I was driving down, 26 degrees. I'm like, fucking hell, this is warm. I get to the round, fucking rain. And I haven't packed a jumper, got a coat, ain't got nothing. So I'm walking around in shorts and T-shirt and pissing rain.
It rains in the UK quite a lot. But I would say this year, and like I say, we're only 6 months into it, but this year has got to be we've had the most rain for
a
long, long time. If it carries on like this into the winter months, they're going to be seriously saturated.
Yeah, it has been pretty bad this year, to be fair.
And I don't mind. It's weird. A bit of saturation. But, but share the show. That's the best way to grow the show, if you can share it everywhere. I think we're on...
Yeah.
It will be on most the major...
It's on all of them now. Yeah, we're on all of them now.
So, whatever you listen to it on, share it. Review, rate... That kind
of any reviews as well. If anyone can get any iTunes reviews up there, that would be good. As that's what helps us grow as a show.
Yeah, we just one the other day on iTunes. It was, I think it was from Ian. Yeah, and it said, quality banter. Love the banter between the lads. 5 stars. So there you go. So that's a start.
That's a start. Thanks, Ian. There were any more like that. Keep them at 5 stars. If you're gonna drop it down, don't fucking bother. But to be honest with us. Yeah, if you've listened to this episode and gone, you fucking boring bastards, send us a message and let us know and tell us why. Because the only way we can improve, because like for both of us, like we've both got experience in podcasting, but this is something new for both of us. So if you are listening and thinking, nah, they need to change this or they need to change that, then just fucking drop us a message. Get onto Facebook. Just search Absolute Poppycock. It's on there. Me and Lee are both on there. Easy to message. Just drop us a message and just say, fucking hell, cut this shit out or cut that out or whatever. Yeah. We might not listen to you, but...
Yeah. And again, if you see a story that you want us to cover, then obviously... or just ask, you know, if you've got a question, direct message one of us. If there's a question that you want us to answer on the show, like whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be a question like, if you was given the opportunity to go to Mars, would you go to Mars? And then we'll obviously answer it by saying absolutely fucking no chance. I would go, but not in a firework. What about you?
Not in a firework?
Well, that's what our spaceships basically are at the minute, isn't it? We light one end and it fucking shoots up in the air. It's a firework. It's shit. Mm. It's just that technology is bullshit, right? If we think we went to the moon, you think we went to the moon in a firework, I'm not having it.
We did.
I think... obviously this UFO stuff's coming out now, and there is people, I'm sorry to break this to everyone, but there are people that need the government to tell them that these things are real before they accept it.
Well, they have said us it was real.
Yep, people need that. People need that, you know? But anyway. It's
crazy otherwise.
I still think that technology that we've had for a long, long time, not all these craft that we see in the air are alien. Some of them will be ours. So I think the technology that we've had, these fireworks are just for show. I mean, realistically, what was it, 69, was it, that went to the moon? And the first time. And yet, where are we realistically? Have we moved on really from that? Not really.
Not a huge amount. There's been adaptations.
Unless you was working in that field, would you, you know, from the outside, from us looking in, we look at it and go, we see all these, like, little innovations where they get these rockets to land and all this, and be, oh wow, that's fantastic. But if you was working, obviously, if you was working in the field, surely you'd be saying, well, that's not really enough, you know. So I don't know. Anyway, I won't. Never mind the moon. I won't go to Mars. There's that bird that's going to Mars soon. That astronaut, isn't there?
I don't know. You've seen pictures of the Mars rover. They look very similar to the California desert. Very similar.
Yeah, well, there's actually a...
Or Nevada desert.
There was a picture. I don't know if people can Google it, if they can look at that after, and just take my word for it if you want. It's almost possible. Yeah. But there was a picture that NASA put out, and it actually showed the rover took a picture of itself. Not a naked selfie, just a picture of it sort of looking at the ground, but it caught the edge of the machinery, the box. And on the box, there was a colour chart. So it actually showed that they changed the colour in the image to make it red.
Yeah, sounds about
why
right.
Why would you do that?
Just to fool everyone.
If it's fucking red up there, why do you need to alter the picture to make it red? Again, people can Google it.
It could be either way, though, can't it? It can either be because it's a load of shit and it never actually happened. Or it could be that it's not red up there at all, but people see Mars and go, it's the red planet, and they have to see it as red, or they're not going to believe it.
Well, some of the later pictures show Mars, like, you know, almost have like a very similar sort of atmosphere to what we've got here. I know it's meant to be thinner than that, but, you know, looking at some of the pictures, it looks quite similar. So, again, that could be
way less.
Could be with pictures of the Earth, couldn't it? But anyway, so it's like I say, it's very late, so we're going to go. And if you've got
I'm going to end with a joke. I'm going to end with
You've got a joke.
I have got a joke.
It has to be funny, you know. That's the...
It is funny.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to switch to that. Add the audio.
Did you know?
Listening millions.
It's fucking good, this one.
Go on,
my mate Carl got arrested. All right. He's been breaking into people's houses and putting bricks in their washing machine, turning it on, and then leaving. He's destroying people's washing machines. He's been arrested last week, and the police said, washing machines will live longer with Carl gone.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Problem with that is, though, it's kind of funny, but it's like as soon as you mention Carl and washing machines, your head automatically just goes straight to...
Yeah, well, it's a fucking good joke. And to be honest, I don't even know if you get Carl gone in America. But if you don't, it's a little tablet that cleans your washing machine, and the catchphrase is washing machines live longer with Calgon. So
you definitely get it on the continent summit, won't you? But
anyway, I thought it was fucking good.
Even if you've got a better joke than that and you want to send it in for the end of the show,
send us some better jokes.
We'll give you credit. And obviously we want to thank Andrew for sharing that story that we used in the group there. But again, get over to the group.
Well, they've gone. No, just for now. It wasn't the right time for us to meet. But there'll be other nights, other stars for us to watch. They'll be back.
Wow. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.